Russia is turning up the heat on the U.S. in retaliation for new sanctions being imposed by Congress. Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering the U.S. to cut its staff in Russia by 755 people, which is estimated to be nearly two-thirds of its personnel there. And Moscow is threatening to take additional steps in the future. Jane Harman joins us from Washington with more. She's a former Democratic member of Congress and now president and CEO of the Wilson Center. Jane Harman, welcome back.
Thank you, Jeremy.
How big of a deal is Russia forcing the U.S. to cut its staff there?
Well, it's an inconvenience for us. I mean, cutting the embassy staff by two-thirds is a big deal or more. And closing a storage facility, which is also used for meetings, is a big deal. But on the other hand, the positive side is that we've got Russia's attention. And this is a good thing. And we've got Russia's attention for several reasons. But the one that I would like to highlight is that last week, on an overwhelmingly bipartisan basis, the Congress acted, and the Congress acted to pass this sanctions bill against three countries by overwhelming margins. Only five members of the House or Senate voted against it, and to hem in the actions of the executive branch. Congress is Article 1 of our Constitution. The executive branch is Article 2. And very seldom recently have we seen Congress speak with one voice. And it happened. And that is why Russia, Iran, and North Korea are all speaking out, because they know that this is a much more forceful action than they've seen in recent months and even years.
Were you surprised that President Trump decided to sign those sanctions? Because there was some question about that.
Yes, there was. He didn't have great options not to sign. If he had vetoed, Congress would pass it against his veto. He could have done nothing and it would become law automatically. But I think he's taken the wise course and prudent course. I mean, to quote Bob Corker, they can count in the White House. He also, Sarah Huckabee Sanders said last week that he had read early drafts and negotiated changes. I've been looking for some evidence of that, but these drafts were carefully considered. There was an issue about the legislation, which the legislation needed to arise in the House, not the Senate, although the Senate passed it first, and that was corrected. And I really think that this is a very impressive example of the kind of collaboration John McCain was urging that the Congress do on the health care reform bill. This was bipartisan, bicameral, and it went through the committee structures of the House and the Senate.
And what about the retaliation? How much does it hurt the U.S. to have hundreds of people working in Russia sent home?
Well, it's a huge inconvenience. It also is a dent in our capacity to do the jobs we need to do there. Certainly in our diplomacy, we have a large embassy in Moscow, and then we have consulates in several other cities. Russia is gigantic, and so it's an inconvenience. Let's just pick an example for Russians seeking visas to the U.S. They can't, we may not have that facility open, or maybe it's only open alternate Tuesdays for an hour, that kind of thing. Plus, we can't do the outreach we would normally do as, a country that has large diplomatic facilities. But I think in the net, it is, I see this as a positive because we have Russia's attention. I think better diplomacy will follow this. I mean, this Vladimir Putin is a tough guy. And to get somewhere with him, we have to show that we will stand up for our principles. And this legislation is specifically designed to respond to ways in which Russia has crossed the line, especially with respect to hacking into the 2016 election.
Now, the consensus opinion among intelligence agencies is that Russia did that, hacked into the election or interfered in the U.S. election to help President Trump win. Does what's happened just now mean that effort backfired?
Well, I think that I'd like to say that effort backfired. There's no question. All of our intelligence agencies have said that hacking occurred. And it's not just the hacking. It's the way the information that was hacked was disseminated in a very, very harmful way, timed to be extremely hurtful. And I think it was hurtful. I would like to say that Russia is facing consequences because it did that. I backfired is a word that I'm not sure how to use, but I think it will. We've gotten Russia's attention. Should Russia be contemplating this in the future?
Just a few seconds left, Jane Harman. But do you think that the new White House Chief of Staff, General John Kelly, is going to be able to make meaningful change?
Well, I spent two full days sitting next to John Kelly less than 2 weeks ago in Aspen, Colorado, where there was a meeting of an advisory committee to him, which I co-chair. Mm-hmm. He's impressive. He's paid a high price personally by losing a son in Afghanistan. He knows what public service means.
Right.
The question is not how excellent he will be, check, A+, but whether the president will follow the new system.
Right.
And I sure hope the president will do that. He's my president, too. Our country has to succeed in a very, very dangerous world.
That's Jane Harman, who is president and CEO of the Wilson Center. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.